We've done our best to try to get as much money coming into the county to help with the broadband situation. We've partnered with JOINC. We've partnered with Charter Communications to get some matching grants to help with the broadband. We partnered on, it was a grant through OCRA, which is the Office of Community and Rural Affairs through the state of Indiana, and the commissioners approved to apply. It ended up being almost just a shade over $1.5 million of matching monies to go towards broadband. And once again, that money, we were fortunate, doesn't have to come out of our general fund because, because of the Biden bucks, the ARPA money. It was the American Relief Plan Act from COVID, and all the counties throughout the state got a certain amount. Well, throughout the United States got money. It came from all of us, though, right? We're all paying for that. But so we are using some of our ARPA money to help pay for this grant. And we also were fortunate enough to have a charter apply for a grant through the Rural Digital Opportunity Fund called RDOF. A charter put up $1 million of their own money in order to get this grant. And through that grant, they're going to be able to reach 770 unserved or underserved homes in Clay County. The other grants, JOINC is going to be reaching areas out around Staunton and south. The OCRA grant through Charter Communications is going to be in the Saline City area. The RDOF, of course, is reaching a lot bigger area, Bowling Green, east of Center Point, south of Clay City, and some more of the area around Saline City. Like I say, we have been very blessed. By the time you figure up, I went through all my minutes and everything and from meetings and that we'd had last year, and we had over $6.5 million that have come from outside the county to fund broadband. And then by the time you add our $1.5 million, the total was $8,056,269 spent last year to bring broadband into Clay County.